Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today.
Bottom of hour number two. If you have not seen this film yet, I'm going to encourage you to find it. You can actually find it on YouTube. It's called Enemies Within the Church. Enemies Within the Church. And folks, it is, wow. It really brings home what is decimating our nation today. And I'll talk a little bit about it in the bottom of hour number two. And then I'm going to talk about the gospel. What is the gospel message? What really is the gospel message? Because I suspect that some of you may have never actually even heard the gospel message before. And we'll talk about that bottom of hour number two. Top of the hour, Raul Reyes, Lieutenant Colonel, retired. Raul Reyes is going to be with us. The consequences of the primaries and what do we do? Because there are consequences. And one of the candidates that I am very, very concerned about is Mehmet Oz, who is a Turkish citizen who felt it more important to vote in the Turkish election than he did in the American election, in the most recent, one of the most recent elections, who is a Muslim and who has denied the fact that Muhammad married a six-year-old girl, consummated his marriage when the little girl was 9 years old. Folks, there's no other way to call that but pedophilia. Muhammad was a pedophile, period, end of story. And Islam is founded by Muhammad, who is a pedophile. Thus, Islam is founded in pedophilia. And lest you should suggest that, no, they've changed their mind in the last 1,400 years, I would point you in the direction of Leah Sherabu, who was taken when she was 15, 16 years old, passed around from man to man, because that's what they do. They pass these girls around, and every night they have a new husband, and they rape them. And she has been impregnated now twice, still in captivity. That is called pedophilia, and that's what they're doing in Africa, and it is what they are doing when you talk about teenage girls and human trafficking. The number one traffickers of teenage girls in the world is Islam, pedophilia. So, yeah, I have a grave concern about Mehmet Oz. Let's see. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we'll be joined by Matt Long and the Hill Country Patriot Radio. And joining me now to talk about what's going on, and we're going to get into Social Fabric and BLM and George Floyd. I want to welcome to the program Mike Gonzalez. Mike, welcome. Good to have you.
Hello, Pastor Young. Thanks for bringing me on to talk about BLM.
You're absolutely welcome. The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, BLM, that's the book that you've written. It's a timely book, especially considering the fact that we just had the anniversary, and Barack Obama determined that the anniversary of George Floyd was far more significant and somehow adjoined to the death of 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas. Talk to me about what you have uncovered as you have investigated the George Floyd situation and BLM.
Yeah, actually, I saw that tweet and I thought it was just incredible that the former president would, in one of the world's worst non sequiturs, talk about the tragedy, the national tragedy that Uvalde is, by talking about George Floyd. He just tried to really shoehorn this anniversary, second anniversary of the killing of George Floyd, into something that had nothing to do with it. Now, what I talk about in my book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, and all the interviews that I make, is that I've done in the last year, almost year, the book came out in September, is that BLM, as a concept, is unimpeachable. I say Black Lives Matter because Black Lives Matter to me. But as an organization, it is founded by committed, fanatical Marxists who want to rip out the found ideas of the United States who want to really dismantle the organizing principle of the United States. They say that constantly. And this needs to be pointed out because they made a lot of money. They have a lot of influence. And we need to point out where they're influential, where they continue to be influential, and how much they have changed our society since 2014, but really since 2020. And that's really what really my effort is.
You know, you open by saying, you know, that Black Lives Matter to you, and I appreciate that. But the whole concept of this Black Lives Matter is to define America as having been founded and its entire history and its principles as being racist. I mean, that's really the overlaying, overarching message that everybody's supposed to take out of this. And it's really where critical race theory, you know, finds a home.
Yeah, no, they that's right. They pointed out by saying the United States from the beginning was systemically racist and continues to be systemically racist today. And for that reason, they need to root out the United States. Now, this is something they say, the founder. The concept of Black Lives Matter.
You're breaking up really bad. Change where your mic's at.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect.
So that is right. What you said is right. The idea of the founders of the BLM organizations is that the United States is systemically racist today, needs to be rooted out. The system needs to be changed because it's an oppressive society and systemically racist, none of which is true, obviously. We're not an oppressive society, quite the contrary. When I talk about the concept that the words Black Lives Matter, those words are beautiful. It's the organizations created under that name. It's almost like a facade. They use social justice to hide what they want to do. And what they want to do, as you rightly point out, is to say the United States is a bad system. Therefore, we need to have a complete root and branch uprooting. And you just have to quote what they say, right? Black Lives Matter, the organizations have three or four main organizers. The two main organizers are Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza. So Patrice Cullors, what she says is that it is, and this is a quote, a verbatim quote, it is going to take complete transformation at all branches of government to change the fate of this country, quote unquote. She wants complete transformation of everything of the American way of life to change our fate. Alicia Garza, the other co-founder, the other top co-founder, what she says is, what she wants to do is, quote, dismantle the organizing principle of society. She wants to work really hard to dismantle the organizing principle of society. We have to, we have to dismantle how we've organized as a society. So this has nothing to do with social justice and everything to do with the makeup of the United States, the American way of life. This is what they want to dismantle. This is what I'm opposed to.
Well, the other piece that was a part of their original website, which of course they, you know, redid and took down when people started pointing it out, was the destruction of the traditional family. They said that part of their objective was to destroy the traditional family and to eliminate the male role in the family, because a big part of their movement was Black lesbianism.
So there's two things here. Yes, all of them, all of the people, but Patrice Cullors, all of them are lesbians. And what they said in one of their 13 principles is they wanted to dismantle the Western prescribed nuclear family. They wanted to get rid of the family. Now, that to students of Marxism, that is nothing new. Marx himself in the manifesto abolished the family. And every Marxist since then, from Jules Lukács to Herbert Marcuse to BLM, wants to get rid of the family because the family is the key institution. The key institution, the central institution in civil society that keeps society together is the family. if what you want to have is do what Patrice Couleur says, a complete transformation to change the fate of the country, you need to get rid of the American family first. Marx understood it really well, and so has every Marxist since then.
Well, and the other piece to that is that you also need to get rid of and change the message of the church. You've got to destroy faith. You've got to destroy the idea of the biblical concept and the biblical idea of God as well.
Yeah, that's another of the key things that Marx and Engels said they wanted to get rid of. They wanted to abolish God. Marx said that religion is the opiate of the people, by which he meant that religion, especially the Christian religion, but other religions as well, offer hope. They offer man hope, and what he wants is for man to be hopeless, because only when man is hopeless, feels completely oppressed, can man then to take the totalizing, complete transformation that Patrice Couleur and Marx have called for. So
right, and turn to man for the answers.
Yeah, the BLM leaders themselves, they say that they're religious. So I don't question, when people say to me they're religious, I don't question that. So I don't really say anything about religion and BLM. But it is a hallmark of Marx and all of his followers that religion gets in the way of, just like the family does, of transforming society.
Well, and they've realized too that in America, you know, the strength of America has always been its people of faith. That's what's united us, that's what's brought us together, that's what's broken down barriers. It's interesting too, and I want to get this in, that when you talk about our history as a country, William Wilberforce, who many acknowledge was, you know, one of the leaders of breaking the back of slavery in England. But what many people don't realize is that William Wilberforce was linked to the American Revolution in the minds of those that were in power in the UK Parliament. And the way that he was linked to the American Revolution was that the UK also saw the American Revolution as a revolution that was going to break the back of slavery. They were no longer going to have the ability to sell slaves and have the slave market in the New World, and that America and the American colonists might well help the abolition of slavery. So America, from its founding, according to the United Kingdom, was seen as an abolitionist nation. And William Wilberforce's link to that, they considered to be dangerous.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. In the break, we were talking. Yeah, Amazing Grace was actually from 2006. And if you really want to be inspired by something, I really encourage that film. It is the story of William Wilberforce and the impact of God's call on his life to end slavery, the struggle that he faced relative to where was he going to place his efforts, where could he have the greatest impact? Was it behind a pulpit, or was it continuing in political life? His battle with severe health issues that nearly killed him, but his recognition that some of that was really a majority of that was a spiritual battle as well, and just his faith shining through, and that one of his mentors was the man who is responsible for writing Amazing Grace, which was written by a former captain of a slave ship. And a great portion of what he's talking about, I once was blind, but now I see. He's talking about how God revealed to him the evils of what he had engaged in and what he had been involved in, and how wretched that was, and how he broke free from that. And Mike, it's again these pieces of history are fully and completely ignored by a Marxist left that has to divide us, because only by dividing us, only by separating us, only by turning us against one another based on whatever they can find, and there's a great lecture from a Marxist talking about how they're going to do this back in the early 1960s, that they were going to use race and divide America, predicated on getting people to buy into America's racist, you know, quote unquote racist past and well, racist present.
That's Herbert Marcuse, I think you're referring to Herbert Marcuse of the Frankfurt School.
That sounds right.
Who wrote in the 60s, he was looking at the riots, and he had given up on the working class. The working class was not rebelling, was not overthrowing the American system. And then he saw the race riots in 1968, and he said, aha, he had an aha moment, and said it's going to be the people, his words, of other races and colors, what he called the ghetto population, his words again, were going to lead the revolt. And that was really the breakthrough moment for the new left that was rampant in the United States in the 1960s in leftist circles. The new left had despaired that the American worker was not going to overthrow the system, and it found Black Americans as their vehicle for revolution. And that is something that Marcuse, which is very interesting, became the guru, the mentor of Angela Davis, the communist, the Black Panther communist, who ran for the Communist Party ticket twice. And Angela Davis has become the intellectual mentor of the founders of Black Lives Matter. She writes forewords for their books. They give her full credit for influencing their thinking. So we have a direct line from Herbert Marcuse to BLM today, this idea that the ghetto population, people of other races and colors, again, Marcuse's own words, not mine, would lead the revolt. We get a result, the BLM organizations. That pastor is the reason I wrote my book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, because it's all there.
Well, and it's interesting because you just moved back 10 years prior to that, and you'll find, you know, again, the same Marxist ideology is what drove Margaret Sanger and those Marxists to create Planned Parenthood for the purpose of sterilization and for the purpose of literally wiping out. And Black Americans is the only segment that hasn't had any population growth. In fact, they've had population shrinkage, and it's a direct result of Planned Parenthood targeting their neighborhoods and the social welfare programs. And they use that then as a tool to ignite this other side. And it's the same group of individuals that they vote in over and over and support over and over that are the same ones that are instigating the hate and the anger and the concept of systemic racism.
You see, the Soviet Union itself tried to use Black Americans to divide us. In fact, they wanted to divide the country physically. They wanted to have two countries. Mm-hmm. That didn't work because Black Americans never bought into communist ideology. In the first half of the 20th century, the Soviet Union gave up on that. My take on BLM is what they do is they raise the issue of social justice for Black Americans, but they don't do anything for that. And in fact, what they get is money from guilty whites. When Patrice Cullors, again, I keep quoting because she's very quotable, she said when they asked her about the tens of billions of dollars that she raised in 2020 with the George Floyd riots, she said, yeah, that was a lot of white guilt money going on.
Yeah.
So she uses his white guilt money to
We got 10 seconds left. The name of the book,
BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Kim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours. Thank you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass as well, each and every Tuesday. So excited to welcome the Hill Country Patriot Radio audience to the Chosen Generation Radio Show audience, and join forces with the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Matt Long and the Matt Long Show. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Always good to be here with you on Tuesdays, Pastor Greg. Always good to be here with you. You know, we had an interesting discussion last night. You went down. The thing is, our discussions, you always open a new door for me. There's a new stairway that you show me, and it's like, oh, wow. And so we were talking last night, and I introduced my program this morning about the two traps that I believe that we are being led down as conservatives. And during the minute and a half we had during the break, Pastor Greg showed me a third trap. So we were talking about mental health issues and how that if we're not careful, we'll fall into the trap of a bunch of mental health legislation that will take away privacy and take away our individual rights. What you expand on that, because you took the mental health thing in another direction. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's the APA has had some concerns with regards to Christianity and potentially And we're talking about the American Psychological Association, that they are potentially looking at religion and in particular Christianity as a mental health issue, and as potentially and it's interesting because I'm sure some of your audience has seen this. And it was a presentation that was actually done by Bill Gates and I had friends that confirmed it was in fact in one of the CIA training rooms that where he talks about that they are working on being able to inject people and attack the portion of the brain that has to do with your beliefs and the ability to be able to shift them. But going back specifically, before I get too far out there on the ledge, going back specifically to the APA, there has been a push within the American Psychological Association to study the idea that Christianity is a mental illness, a mental health illness. And so we need to be very mindful of the longer term goal when we're talking about mental illness as it relates to the Second Amendment issue. And because this is one of the concerns. And Michael Conley, God rest his soul, who was on my program regularly, fought these fights in court for our veterans who would come home and go to their counselors and say, you know, I'm depressed. I'm waking up in the middle of the night in cold sweats, thinking about my buddy that was, you know, killed next to me, what have you. And those psychologists then turning them in or making a referral, and that veteran suddenly ending up on the NICS list, which says you can't own a firearm.
All these mental health laws are going to, even as good as they sound, man, I'm telling you what, Satan can make the worst thing sound great, can't he? As good as these things sound, they're going to be a trap. Yesterday, let me go on to the next trap we had talked about. Yesterday, I spoke a little bit about how I was seeing a lot of rush to judgment over the weekend about our police officers and about what happened in Uvalde. And I made the point of the fact is we don't know what happened there. We do not know what happened there. I don't care what videos you saw. We don't know what happened there. And I was telling Pastor Greg about that last night. And I said, you know, it's not an easy thing to talk about because we all want to be, you know, we all want to be critical. What can we do? I mean, there were children's lives lost. What can we do to avoid it in the future? And so one of the things that this automatic reaction, and we see it from the left all the time, and we point it out, and yet we do it the same thing on the right side. And I was very, very disappointed in the number of people I know that were jumping out and attacking our police officers, our sheriffs, before we even have all of the facts in. And you said something about that being a trap. Carry that one on.
Sure, absolutely. So as Matt and I were talking about this last night, we need to go back and look at the riots and what was going on, the Obama administration's push about the police are all racist and they all sit around making plans for how they're going to go after minorities, and that's all they do and that's all they talk about and that's all they think about when they're having coffee. That's what they want you to believe, okay? And what did they do then in the cities where they were pushing this and where they literally bust in rioters? They brought in federales, okay, to essentially oversee the police. And when you think about what's going on now down in Uvalde, all of a sudden it's gone to the police are the problem. Let's assault the police officers. Let's go after the police. They're standing outside the classroom. You know, all of these things that you're hearing. Well, they're all assaults against police. So now it's, let's not defund the police. Instead, let's get the federal government to come in and let's have a federal police force. Let's no longer allow there to be local sheriffs. Let's not have local police chiefs. Let's not have locals in the police force in your city. No, instead, let's bring in others. And Matt, you know, it's funny. You mentioned to me last night as we were talking, because one of the things we were also talking about was, is, you know, the WHO and the rules that they're going to institute and you know, and forced masks and forced vaccines and all these things. And again, not to put fear in you, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. But the word of God says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So we need to understand and we need to see the enemy's plans, and then we need to see God's plan for how we're going to overcome this. But you said something about, you know, well, they're not going to have enough blue hats to do this. But in thinking about this, if you carry this to its logical conclusion, if all of the law enforcement in your city is federal, think about what that means for a minute. They're going to take their orders from the WHO. I mean, folks, just down the road in San Antonio, and everybody forgets about this, but one of the things that, what are those brothers that were down there? The ones that, the Castro brothers. Funny, they should be the Castro brothers, because they turned, San Antonio into little Cuba. But one of the things that they did was, is they declared San Antonio is an international city. That's still on their charter. That's still on record. That has not been undone or unwound or changed in any way. And that was going on during the Obama years, but it's gone on big cities all across this country from coast to coast.
Yeah. You remember Obama saying that we needed he said, you know, we've got the greatest military in the world and we need a great, I can't remember the term, the words he used, but he said we needed a national force. And everybody cheered on that. And he was talking about a national police force. And the idea that Obama, he was gone and none of his stuff is going to happen, that is far, far, far from true, because Obama and Biden are both just players in the picture of socialism that is moving into our country. But they're telling us what they're going to do and what they want to do. And that is scary, but they're telling us right out what they want to do. And it's our job now to do what? How do we fight back against the federal police force if that starts getting going in D.C.?
Well, you've got to start at the local level. We absolutely have to start at the local level, because the left has realized this. That's why they've gotten into your schools, folks. That's why they've gotten into your city councils. That's why they've gotten into the big cities. They started with the bigger cities, but they're working their way out to the smaller communities, because they know that in order for them to maintain a federal control, they have to have a local control. And we have got to wake up and recognize that we can't allow that to happen. We need to create strong borders. We need to fight for and recognize that what we're fighting for are not only our rights, but the rights of our children and the rights of our grandchildren and the rights perhaps even of our great-grandchildren are all at stake. And we are fighting on God's side of this, because the allegiance here, and the other side's going to say the same thing. Our reality is founded in the gospel of Jesus Christ, which says that all men are sinners and fall short of the glory of God, and the only solution to that sin is an encounter and a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, his Son.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look,
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, you know, Matt and I were talking a little bit about the federal police force. I just thought I'd throw this in. This was a quote from a speech from 2015, that was given by Barack Obama. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, and just as well-funded. And his goal was to expand what he called AmeriCorps to 250,000 from 75,000. And it should also be noted that, again, as Matt had suggested, that the agenda of Barack Obama, the I'm going to fundamentally change America, what we need to understand is and Matt kind of alluded that he's kind of puppet-like, and there's truth to that. The issue is that what Obama accomplished in his 8 years, the speed at which Biden has accomplished so much of what he has done to continue the unwinding of our nation, this has been 75 years or more in the making. So it's not as though this is something that, oh my gosh, look at all the progress that Obama made. Well, he made progress, there's no doubt. But the progress was made because of all of the work that was done dating back into the 1940s, 1950s, and in some cases going as far back as the 1920s and the beginning of national education. And as I've talked about, the introduction to within the education system, because the realization was, and this is, you know, precisely when they did their study, and it's interesting, if you watch enemies within the church, if you get a chance to watch this, boy, I'll tell you, it's gonna really open up your eyes to what's going on. And several things that I have been railing about for quite some time, and probably a large reason why we've had some of the, you know, support challenges and what have you that we've had, because what is not wanting to be faced, when you watch enemies within the church, you're gonna see where really the final denomination that had been kind of holding the line, and I had pointed this out when I addressed issues with Russell Moore, when I addressed issues with Albert Mohler, I pointed out the fact that these guys were giving in and that they were compromising. And I saw where they were crumbling, and I saw where certain things, especially Russell Moore and what he was allowed to do, and Mohler was sitting back letting Moore destroy the Southern Baptist Convention and then came in behind him to support the destruction of its founding principles, to embrace homosexuality, to embrace the socialism that is associated with critical race theory. Look, and I'll talk about this more in depth when I talk about the gospel coming up at the bottom of next half hour. God's not looking at the color of skin. Listen to what I said again. God is not looking at the color of skin. And the church needs to stop looking at the color of skin as well. There is one Savior, and there was one Adam and one Eve, and we all came from Adam and Eve, period. And there is one problem, and it's not racism. Racism isn't the problem. The problem is sin. The problem is the sin nature of man. And another problem is the messaging that is being allowed to be pushed in these churches. God determines what love looks like. Love does not determine what God looks like. Hear what I'm saying again. God determines what love looks like. Love doesn't determine what God looks like. And God loved us enough that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But love is not equal to salvation. And love is going to... God's love also means God's justice. And sin has only one destination, and that destination is hell and damnation, period. But God, in his love, because of his love, and in spite of all of that rebellion and that sin nature, God made a way, and he left inside of each one of us some key elements. None of us lives without the breath and spirit of God being inside. None. life is given to us by God. Number two, he shows himself in creation. You can try to be blind to it. You can try to pretend that it's not, oh no, this, that, and the, look, it's all been created by a creator. And he reveals himself in his creation. And number three, and this is the most critical, he gives us the faith necessary to believe in his creation and to believe in that draw, that still small voice, that draw that is on the inside, that hunger that is longing, that spirit man that is longing to make that connection. I'm not talking about Gnosticism. To make that connection with God and for that transformation to happen. I'll be back.